Will you pray with me? Lord God, Heavenly Father, we want to see you alive and active in this world, alive and active in our hearts. Help us, O Lord, not just to see you, but to join you in your mission. Thank you for your Spirit that fills us, that we may follow you in all that we say and do. We pray this in Jesus' name, and all God's people said, Amen. So today, we celebrate Pentecost, and what do you think of when you hear the word Pentecost? Fire, tongues, the Holy Spirit. It's interesting that, you know, that's what we think of when we hear that, but did you know that in the very beginning of our scripture reading for today, that the disciples were all together, and what were they observing? Pentecost. Had the Holy Spirit been poured out yet? No. So their idea of Pentecost was different than our idea of Pentecost. Their celebration of Pentecost goes all the way back when the people of Israel were in bondage in Egypt. And their observation begins kind of with a countdown with the Passover. When the Israelites, what did they put on the door frames of their homes? Blood of a what? Of a lamb. And when the angel of death came to strike down the firstborn of every Egyptian, they saw the blood of the lamb on the doorframe, and that angel of death passed over. And so the Passover is kind of a framework, a beginning of a timer that leads to the observation of Pentecost. Because after the Passover, finally Pharaoh said, "All right, Moses, take the Israelites and go. We're done with you." And so the Israelites began to leave Egypt, and they went and they crossed through the Red Sea, and God brought them to a special mountain where they met God at Mount Sinai. And there at Mount Sinai, God gave, through Moses, how many commandments on two tablets? 10. And from the time of the Passover to the time when God gave these commandments to Moses was about 50 days. 50 days that they traveled through the wilderness to get to Mount Sinai to receive these commandments as Moses goes up on the mountain with God. And so if you think about, for the Israelites, they were in bondage. They were enslaved in a real tangible way. But God delivered them, God brought them out of their bondage to give them the freedom to be his people. In the New Testament, what happened near the time of the Passover to Jesus? He died on the cross, right? Jesus celebrated on the night that he was betrayed an early Passover meal, but they wanted to get the bodies of Jesus and the thieves off the cross because they were making preparations for the Passover. And so Jesus died on the cross. And if you think of it, Jesus is known as the Lamb of God. But instead of the Lamb of God, his blood being put on the door frames on the house, what piece of wood absorbed Jesus' blood? The cross. Jesus, the Lamb of God who takes away the sins of the world, his blood was shed on the cross. Jesus, this new Lamb, this new sacrifice, offered his life up for the world. Jesus was placed in the tomb. And what happened on the third day? Jesus rose. Jesus rose from the dead, and he appeared to his disciples. He appeared to the disciples walking to Emmaus. He appeared to women. He appeared to 500 people to show that Jesus was truly alive. And these men and women were eyewitnesses that Jesus had defeated death, had defeated the devil, that Jesus was alive. Well, Jesus spent 40 days appearing to his disciples until he gave them this great commission. Go. Go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit, and teaching them to obey all that I have commanded you. Know that I am with you always to the very end of this age. And then what did Jesus do? He left, all right? Jesus says, I'll be with you always, but then he ascended into heaven. And the disciples waited. If Jesus appeared for his disciples for 40 days, how long were his disciples waiting until Pentecost? 10 days. What's 40 plus 10? 50 days. And so you think about the parallels between the Old Testament and the New Testament. The Old Testament Pentecost was a celebration that God gave the commandments through Moses to his people. That God gave the law on two stone tablets. In the New Testament, God gave his Spirit. And where did God place his Spirit on two tablets? Where did God place the Holy Spirit? In their hearts. God filled them with the Holy Spirit. That Jesus kept his promise, I'm with you always to the very end of the age by the presence of the Spirit in their hearts and in their lives. Jesus gave them the Spirit that they can begin to testify of their deliverance, that Jesus died and redeemed them from their sin. God rescued them out of their messes so that they might be in God's grace now and forever. As the disciples on Pentecost were there in one place, and there was this mighty rushing wind, a wind that showed that God was there, a wind that got people on the outside wondering, what's happening? What's God doing? He's up to something. And then the tongues appeared on the disciples' head, and they went out to proclaim in every tongue that Jesus is who he said he was. Filled with the Holy Spirit, they spoke in everyone's language. And as I think about that day, I think about God providing for this world just what it needed at just the right time. The Holy Spirit, the presence of Jesus. There's a quote by Oswald Chambers that talks about the sign of the Holy Spirit in us. He writes that the sign of the Holy Spirit is in us is that we realize not that we are full, but we are what? Empty. Because there's this sense of absolute need. A sense of need is one of the greatest benedictions or blessings because it keeps our life rightly related to Jesus Christ. If we think that we're okay, if we think that we don't have a mess in our life, if we think that there's nothing wrong, do we need Jesus? Do we need a Savior? Do we need the Lamb who gave his life for us on the cross? But when we recognize we have a need that we can't fill on our own, we recognize our need for a Savior. Now, I think yesterday we had Cool Day here in Talmadge, and over 80, almost 90 of you participated in one way or another. There is one woman who had a house that we helped, and we heard her story. That she got caught up in a scam that tried to get people to give up the rights of their house and short sale it and then collect the money. And while this was happening, her mom and her grandma were both sick and she was taking care of them and to the point of that they were in hospice. And she was just in a desperate place of need. Then one morning she saw this note on the side of her door. Cool Day is coming to Stadium Drive. And in her mind, she's been praying. And she said, you know what? I don't care about anybody else, but Cool Day was God sending you to me. Out of her need, she saw that God provided someone to walk alongside of her, someone to help her when she couldn't take care of her yard, someone to say, God does remember you. God does care. And God met her in this type of need, and she knew that God was there for her. That's what God uses us. That's what God calls us to go, to serve. And we recognize that we all have a need for our Savior. And so I love our mission statement, Talmadge Lutheran Church. We are here to help people grow as disciples of Jesus, to care for one another as the body of Christ, and to share the love of Jesus in the community. What the Holy Spirit does is to call us to think more than of ourselves, but to grow, to care, and to share. And so the final word I want to put before you this morning, when I think of Pentecost, when I think of the Holy Spirit, I think it's an invitation. It's an invitation for us into a relationship with God. It's an invitation for us to be loved and to experience the love of God in a real and tangible way. God invites to us in the morning when we get up to open up our Bibles, to hear from Him of His love, of His promises for us every day. When we go to bed at night, to kneel at our side of our bed and to pray, to know that God is with us and hears our prayer. And in between morning and evening, say, God, lead me. Guide me. Open the eyes of my heart that I may follow You. God invites us to grow as His disciples, filled with the Holy Spirit, to live for Him, growing, caring, and sharing. May this be what Talmadge Lutheran Church, may this be what each of us is about, prompted and following the Holy Spirit. Amen? Amen. Let us pray. God, thank You for the gift of Pentecost, the gift of Your Holy Spirit, for inviting us out of our desperate need to have someone who is always with us, that fills our cup with living water, water that quenches our thirst, water that wells up from within, that when we don't know where to turn, when we don't have the strength to face another day, Lord, You place that strength within us. You place what we need by the power of Your Holy Spirit. Lord, help us to follow You and to share the love of Jesus with others. We pray this in His name, and all God's people said, Amen.